listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Carrie Aaron, who is a Michigan Department of Transportation spokesperson. Good evening, Carrie. How are you?
Great. Good evening.
Very good. Well, with the weather getting warm and daylight savings time coming up, or already in effect, the other thing that means is it's orange barrel season as well. And we'll be getting ready for some road construction projects. So I wanted to go to the source and find out the kind of projects on tap for this season and where they'll be.
Sure thing, and absolutely, especially as we get near the beginning of April is when you'll really start to see the message boards and the orange cones come out. So we do have some rather large projects, especially around the Lansing area. We've already got a project out, M100 and I-96 near Grand Ledge. We'll be starting up soon again in April with a project on Saginaw Highway, M43, out near the Lansing Mall. Another one on Cedar Street, and a few other bigger ones we've got going on as well.
Now, what about for folks heading north? Because we're thankfully we're getting closer to the season, as folks will be heading up north. What's scheduled for the areas between Lansing and there and north?
Well, I do know around the Lansing area, we do not have a lot scheduled. No matter where the projects are, we always do try and keep as many lanes open on Fridays going north and on Sundays heading southbound, especially after Memorial Day. So hopefully travelers won't be too impacted. But we always have a lot of information online as well for motorists who are traveling through the summer season.
And I was going to mention that website later, but I don't think it's a bad thing to mention it a couple of times. I happen to be on it right now, and gosh, there's so much information there. Why don't you go ahead and give us the website now?
Sure. You can either go to the MDOT website or you can get there through what we call the drive site. That's michigan.gov/drive.
Ah, very good. And what you just mentioned, I always do appreciate that, fortunately head north from time to time, that they try to stop work or at least make sure it's easy to get through on weekends when they know people will be traveling back and forth.
Absolutely. That is something we actually write into our contracts wherever possible, that especially on the major north-south routes, your US 127, I-75, even US 23, we will try and keep as many lanes open as possible for people heading out of town, going up north on Friday and then coming home again at southbound on Sunday.
The thought just occurred to me, the differences between road commission roads and MDOT roads, which roadways is the Michigan Department of Transportation responsible for?
Sure. Those are all either your I, M, or U.S. routes, so your major interstates, highways, or your local M routes.
And I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but how many miles of road is that in Michigan? Do you have an approximate?
I don't have that number, but lots of miles, but that is the difference. And that's especially good to know now, too, especially as we're entering pothole season. So if you do notice potholes on any of those roadways, that's a good distinction to mention, too, this time of year.
Ah, very good. And potholes is the next place that I was going. Orange cone season and pothole season. With the freeze and thaws that we've had, kind of a nice day here. It wasn't sunny, but the temperature was great. And then we're talking about getting awfully cold again. And that is what makes for a good pothole, isn't it?
It definitely does, yes. This freeze-thaw cycle that we've seen already a couple times this year definitely does not help the roads.
And I was by a crew on 496 today near 127, and it scared me to death for them as I was watching them actually working on some potholes in the area. They're out there now. They're already started.
Absolutely. Our general rule is if they aren't out plowing snow or salting roads, they are definitely filling potholes, and this is the time of the year to do it.
Yeah, my thought, frankly, as I looked at them, was you couldn't pay me enough to be out there with the drivers speeding by, and I think it's not a bad time for fair warning for motorists to be awfully careful. And what is your advice when you see the orange truck out there working?
Absolutely. No, you are very correct. They are out there making basically the road safer for you to drive on, easier for you to drive on. So if you do see one of our trucks out there, we will have the lights out there and the arrows. But just you know, slow down, move over to the other lane if possible, and just give them room to work, because they are definitely doing an important job out there.
And with all the budget issues of late, and of course, you know, it's an issue for everybody, what kind of budget hits has Michigan Department of Transportation taken, and has this curtailed some projects that you wanted to do this year?
Well, we still do have a full construction season in 2011, the season coming up. We won't really know our figures from the winter yet for another couple months to see how this winter has affected us with our maintenance dollars. But overall, though, in terms of construction, that's just looming on the horizon. We do have a full program there.
And so everything that was on the books for this summer is going ahead as scheduled?
Correct.
Aha. And what about the budget? A piece of information that I got a hold of talked about the statewide, the MDOT transportation had planned about $1.5 billion in road construction for this year. That's a big number.
It is. That is our statewide number, and that is a very big number. And unfortunately, right now, we're still in a kind of a state of flux, not knowing where our program will go after this year. So those are some of the unknowns where we're still waiting to find out.
Are there a lot of projects upcoming that are kind of on the fence because we're not sure what kind of monies will be available?
There are, and we also have that information available online. We do a five-year road and bridge program 5 years out, so any of the outer years, 2012 and beyond, if you look at that document, we have a lot of projects that are possibly could drop out of the program if we don't see additional funding.
And what is your timeline for funding? I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, just trying to get an idea of when you know what's available to you next.
Well, we'll obviously know a little bit later coming up this year, but we're kind of waiting on the legislature right now and seeing where different legislation is going, and we're kind of watching and waiting like everyone else.
And the number of jobs, along with the number of $1.5 billion in road construction projects, talked about MDOT having about 16,900 jobs that this construction budget for the year supports. That's another big number.
It is, absolutely. And those are, you know, workers that are working here in the state, you know, working and living here as we work to rebuild our roads and bridges.
Well, it's a huge job. It's a huge undertaking. That is for sure. But also a lot of good things on the horizon for MDOT as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
What are some things that you're looking forward to in the Michigan Department of Transportation?
Well, again, it's a little bit of uncertainty right now with our funding, unsure of after this construction season. But again, we do have a lot of good projects coming up this year that will improve many miles of roadway, improve many bridges, either replace or repair bridges. So while it will be inconvenient this summer during the construction season, afterwards it'll do a long way to improving our infrastructure.
And again, going to that website, the kinds of information that's there for folks, I'm looking at, you know, conditions, current conditions on road, lane closures, major projects under construction. So, you know, there's an amazing amount of information on that website.
There really is, and we do encourage people before you, you know, go out on the roads, undertake your travels, to check out that website. There is a lot of good information before you do hit the roadways.
Okay, and would you mind giving that website one more time for folks?
Sure. It's michigan.gov/theworddrive.
Very good. I'm like I said, I'm on the website right now. It's got an awful lot of detail for it. And Carrie, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us and giving folks some information that will be valuable in the travels as spring and summer travel season hits. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Carrie Aaron, Michigan Department of Transportation spokesperson. As we said, it's pothole season. They're out working already. And, of course, it is also construction season. So they'll be out as well. Give them a wide berth on the highway. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.